Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
What started as an attempt to be the cool 12-year-old in school and to impress others ended up in disaster for Mitch. He told War Cry magazine how his life eventually became partying and ice took away everything that was precious to him. As he progressed into his 20s, there he was. He didn't want to talk to his family. He wasn't there. He wasn't there as a son, as a brother, as a member of the family, as a member of society. He was just an empty shell of a person living on the street. He remembers waking up one morning in the middle of winter, freezing cold. It was pouring with rain, and he was in a dirty sleeping bag under this tiny shelter and thought to himself, if this is what my life's come to, enough is enough. He told us he knew if he didn't get help, if he didn't do something about it, he was going to die. At the age of 25, and already he's been through 13 years of darkness. The following year, he entered Dooralong Transformation Centre and spent 8 months in a very confronting process. Something Mitch said he noticed was a glow on the faces of those who had a Christian faith. And through a number of spiritual encounters, while he was in rehab, he went from being a skeptic to a person of deep faith. One night, a group came in from a local church and ran a music and message night at the centre. The message was about freedom. And Mitch said it was like God was speaking directly to him, saying, "Do you want freedom, Mitch?" It took him by surprise and nearly knocked him off his chair. That night, he felt like there was something different about him. It was like this bolt of lightning entered him. As time moved forward, Mitch began doing a Certificate 4 in Community Services with the aim of becoming a residential youth worker. He regularly visits schools, sharing his story, and drops into detox centres, talking with those trying to get clean. Mitch initially began the journey to save himself and ended up experiencing deep healing and restoration. He has reconnected with his family and said to see the pride in his parents' eyes and in his younger brother's eyes is something you just can't put a price on. I'm Aaron Wright.